So naturally, Baba would just try to needle somebody, you see, in the beginning, the party is concerned. And then the that particular person is already peeved, you see, because of certain incident that must have taken place a couple of days earlier. And he blurts out, you see, he is not in a good temper and all that, so he blurts out. And naturally the person against whom he blurts out is the person who has aggrieved him. So he says things, you see, and then Baba hears the other side, you see, and needles that person, you see, against him. And then there is a row over here in his presence. And then exchange of words and all that, and everything is vomited out, so to say, out of the system. So one day it so happened that we were in Mahabaleshwar, and Kaka, Baibul was in charge of the mast ashram, and Kaka had the duty that he should go out with me and bring the musts, you see. He was the one who used to supply the musts to the mast ashram, and Baibul was in charge of the mast ashram. Now what happened, one day we had brought a must who had dysentery, you see. You people call it a dysentery, but we call it a diarrhea. Loose stools every now and then you would pass. So naturally he was given a space there in the ashram, and we who had taken the responsibility of taking him back, you see, in good condition, we were concerned with his sickness, and we told Baidul to take care of him. So Kaka had told Baidul that he passes loose stools, see that his sheets are renewed every now and then, you see, replaced with the old one is washed properly and a new one is put there. So Baidul tried, poor fellow tried to do that, you see, but Kaka was not at all satisfied. Kaka was a hard taskmaster, you see, and he wanted according to his whims and wishes. And it was not possible to supply him every 5 minutes, you see, with a new sheet, you see. So Baidul got so angry with it that he would just neglect Kaka. So Kaka's temper rose, you see, and in the morning it flared up when Baba would take the round. So when Baba was taking the round, Kaka flared up, you see, and that this must is being neglected by Baidul, and that the condition he's in there, see, he has shat there and the whole bed sheet is dirty, and Baidul doesn't change it. And then Baidul, who had already suffered for nearly 24 hours, went to his feeling, you see. And Baidul had his dentures, you see. So he started shouting out so loudly and got so angry, you see, with all the good thing that he had done for that mast, you see, in the beginning. And it was uncontrollable, and that he waited for doctors to cure him. And then in the meantime, he tried to give him all facilities, and Kaka is dissatisfied and all that. And he started telling Baba that, look, Baba, I did this. And he started shouting, so the dentures fell off his mouth, you see. So in the process, you see, while he is giving vent to his feelings, he picks up his dentures, shoves them in his mouth, from the earth, mind you, shoves them in his mouth again and again starts blurting out, you see. And that was a sight. It must have happened 2 or 3 times like that in our presence, and Baba enjoyed it so much that he needled him all the more, you see, to shout out, and waited for one more turn that the dentures may fall down, you see, and he puts in them. And then in no time, Baba, the art master, you see, he in no time just brings all of us together, you see, and we forget. That's the beauty of the mandali, you see. Howsoever much they will flare up against one another or anybody, you see, but in an instant, they just forget about, completely forget about the whole thing. That's the beauty. And he was the master who made us do that, you see. On our own, it is impossible. And we became friends, you see, immediately and all that. And nothing mattered, you see. So such were the incidents that took place.